Russia trades accusations with the U.S. blaming Washington for deliberately defying the recent U.N. Security Council resolution on Syria. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, the U.S. has failed to stop the militants under its control from launching attacks on the Syrian army. Moscow also says that the armed groups hold up in eastern Ghouta continue shelling the Syrian capital Damascus every day. Russia has ruled out the U.S. allegation that Russian forces are ignoring the U.N.-backed 30-day ceasefire. On Sunday, the U.S. State Department claimed that Russian jets bombed eastern Ghouta in defiance of the U.N. resolution. Political analyst Alexander Mercuris has explained what Russia's argument is and why the U.S. is failing to fulfill its obligations.
What the United States is saying is that one side should abide by a ceasefire, that's to say the Syrian army and the Russian Air Force, which is supporting it, and that the other side, which is the militants, the people you call the militants in East Ghouta, who are, let us be clear, violent, jihadi, terrorists, people the United States would call terrorists in any other situation. Now, they're not somehow subject to any criticism when they do not abide by the ceasefire. And, of course, the Russians point out, completely understandably, that if the United States is supporting these people, as in effect, in this context, it is, then it needs to take some responsibility for their actions, which, of course, it always refuses to do. So, yes, I think the Russians are right.